was interesting about watching Alvin go is the fact that he has one of the best run-ups to a hurdle or human hurdle that I've seen in an NFL. Just for my sanity purposes, I'm going to call Darius from now on the hurdle. But Alvin had a great run-up technique, and that's really actually quite difficult to have, because with a moving hurdle, things change, and it's very hard to have a proper run-up. But the run-up to a hurdle is very essential, because it actually can make or break if you're going to get over that hurdle. So everything going into that hurdle was perfect. And if you look at the video or if you look at photos, his whole right side of his body is perfect hurdle form. He's attacking into the hurdle. His right arm is tucked. Even if he didn't have the football, like, you would want that right arm tucked as a hurdler. His lead leg is at a very good angle. So the problems he faced are when he's actually over top of the hurdle. And don't hate me, Saints fans, but he if he would have tucked his trail leg, one, and two, if he would have snapped his lead leg down off of the hurdle, he would have scored the touchdown. Because if you look at it, and I watched it in slow-mo, he had too much airtime. It was almost as if he knew he had this epic hurdle moment in the NFL, and he just wanted everybody to take his picture, and he was just floated too much in the air. And a lot of the times, hurdle coaches would be like, get off the hurdle, like, snap your leg down. So if he would have just snapped his lead leg down to get on the turf quicker, he would have had more momentum to get down and get away from the hurdle before the other person came in to actually – you know, remove him.
Well,
so.
but Lolo, isn't that like a 6-7 foot high hurdle? I mean, what's the regulation height of a hurdle?
Absolutely. So I did want to actually talk about that next. So a male hurdle height for the Olympics is 42 inches. And so if you equate that to the height of the guy he hurdled, he is actually hurdling a bit higher than what would be a hurdle in the Olympics.
Yes.
So what I always do when I judge the NFL hurdlers is I give them a score for their technique, and then I also give them a score for level of difficulty. So because this is the highest hurdle I have thus seen so far this season in NFL and in college football, I give him an A+ for level of difficulty, because the person he hurdles is pretty much almost standing straight up.
Okay.
I mean, he has his knees bent a little bit, but he's almost standing straight up. So that is one hell of a high hurdle. So that was A+. Technique, I want to give him an A, because simply if he just, his lead leg is so on point, his trail leg was a little bit sloppy, but honestly, if he would have scored a touchdown, A++. Obviously, anytime you score a touchdown, it's like a hurdler's goal. Our goal is to get to the finish line. An NFL hurdler's goal is to score, you know. So I give him an A, can't give him an A+. Almost perfect, just not perfect. But
I think he'll take the A.
Yeah, he's absolutely an A. So he got an A on both categories that I judge on. And to be honest, you know, at the end of the season, I always say who is the best overall hurdle. And right now, he is absolutely in the lead for this. The only way someone can pass him is if they have, you know, semi-par hurdle form, but they score a touchdown. Because at the end of the day, like I say, that's the ultimate goal.
Now you've seen, as you mentioned, NFL players do this periodically throughout seasons. You know, the pads that they're carrying, how much of an impediment is that? Because obviously, now I'm assuming you've never hurdled in pads before, but obviously that has to be somewhat of an impediment.
Somewhat, yes. So, but the thing is, because your arms are usually quite tucked with the pads and they're like a higher uppercut, I mean, I do give them some points for that, but I actually give them more points for the fact that they have to hurdle a moving hurdle, because our hurdles are stagnant, and it actually, you have to make little adjustments when you have something move. And so, like, I have a pretty high dog, but it's still like a low hurdle, and I've, you know, tried to hurdle him as he moves, and it completely changes everything. So that's what I give them more credit for, is that they're actually hurdling something that can change at any moment. And then two, when they actually hurdle something, normally there's another teammate that is coming to knock them in midair as they hurdle. So it's the level of difficulty, danger, it's just completely heightened for them. So, and then the third element that I would give them more props for is the fact that they actually have to carry a football and keep that stable at all costs. And so I'm carrying nothing when I hurdle. But the thing is, like I said earlier, his right arm is tucked with a football. Well, that's a natural position for a hurdler. Usually we have a 90-degree angle for our right arm. So it's not quite a big of adjustment, but the adjustment happens is I am never getting tackled mid-air and trying to hold and maintain something in my arm. So I account for all those factors.
So if you were to we were to bring you in as a consultant for Alvin in the future, you would advise him to snap down that lead leg?
Absolutely, because when I clicked on it frame by frame, it was so much float time. And so another thing is that I was trying to see is sometimes they get caught up with, like, their butt may have scraped the top of the defender's helmet, and so that could have caused his air time. But then I look more at, like, his leg angle, and it's just floating too long. So he just would have been able to get down, and then obviously if you can get down on the ground, you can sprint towards the finish line. And so that, like, him hanging in the air allowed somebody to come in from the sideways and kind of get him in a very vulnerable state. But this is, you know, really good form, and if other NFL guys are trying to hurdle, they should definitely watch this video and try to take some tips.
Well, we're going to pass that along to Alvin. I'm sure he'll appreciate it, and we certainly appreciate your time with us.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like I need to make a trophy for these guys, and, like, at the end of the year, just, you know, at the Olympics, we give out gold, silver, and bronze. I feel like we should start, you know, giving these guys Olympic silver or bronze medals at the end of the season for their hurdle form.
Well, you know, these guys get paid better than most Olympians, though.
Usain Bolt and Michael Phelps.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
No worries. Nice talk. Have a good day.
You too.